6. The Monster's Request. "What can I say?" I repeated. "My wickedness has brought terror and unhappiness to the world. I made you. Now I must find the strength to kill you." The monster smiled. It was a terrible smile. "You do not have the strength to kill me," he said. "And I do not want to kill you. No, you must live. You must do something for me." "For you? Never!" I cried. "You must," the monster said. "Listen to me. No man or woman will ever be my friend. You must create a friend for me. You must create a woman who can love me. She must be ugly and terrible, like me." "I will never make another monster," I said. "You have brought enough unhappiness to the world." "I have brought unhappiness because I am unhappy," the monster replied. "Now only you can help me. Only you can make my life happy." I thought for a moment. "If I do it, then you must go far away," I said. "You and your woman must live far from towns and people. You must live in a lonely place where there are no other people." The monster was silent for a few moments. Then he spoke. "I agree," the monster said. "Give me what I ask. Then you will never see me again. Begin your work at once. I shall return when the woman is ready. Until then, goodbye." And without another word, the monster left me alone on the mountain. What could I do? I did not want to make another monster. I thought again of the blood and of the horror. Could I work with dead bodies again? Could I live again with the smell of death and blood? I knew the monster would come back. I had to do what he asked. If I did not, he would kill me. I did not care about that, but perhaps he would destroy my family. Perhaps he would kill my dear Elizabeth. I did not know what to do. I decided to go back to Geneva. First of all, I had to see my family again. I had been away from Geneva for nearly 2 months. My father was very happy to see me.
"You still look ill, Victor," he said. "Your holiday has not done you any good. You need company. It is not right for you to be always alone."
"Yes, father. We all need someone to love," I said sadly. I was thinking of the monster. Like everyone else, he wanted someone to love.
"I have an important question to ask you, Victor," my father went on.
"What is it, father?" I said.
"Do you love Elizabeth?" my father asked.
"Of course I do," I answered. "I loved her from the first time I saw her."
"But do you love her as a sister or as a wife?"
I thought of my unhappy life. I thought of Elizabeth's beauty. I did not have to live alone. I could be happy. Then I remembered the monster. I was afraid of him. I had to do what he asked. I waited for a few minutes before I spoke. Then I looked at my father.
"I love Elizabeth, and I want to make her my wife," I said slowly.
"But not yet. I still have work to do. I must leave Geneva and work alone."
"What is this work?" my father asked. "You work too hard, Victor. You will be ill again. Why don't you stay here with your friends?"
Yes, I did want to stay in Geneva. But I knew that the monster would be watching me. "No, father, I must go," I said. Before I left, I spoke to my dear Elizabeth alone. "Wait for me, Elizabeth," I said. "I shall be back when my work is finished. Wait for me, my dear love. When I come back, we shall be married." "I shall wait for you forever, Victor," Elizabeth answered. "God bless you," I said. Give me a few more months. It is all I need. I prepared myself for a long journey. I had to find somewhere to live. I had to find somewhere far away from Geneva. I had to find somewhere where I could make the female monster. But where could I go? Where could I do my wicked work in secret? The answer to these questions came in a letter. It was a letter from Henry Clerval in Strasbourg. "My dear Victor," Henry wrote, "I have a job here. I am teaching languages at the university. Why don't you come and visit me? Strasbourg is a beautiful city. I have not seen you for a long time. We have many things to talk about. Also, a holiday will do you good. Let me know when you are coming. Your friend, Henry." I wrote to Henry. I agreed to visit him. I knew what I was going to do. After a week or two, I would find a lonely house. I would build a laboratory there. I would work as before, but more quickly. Soon, I would be free of the monster forever.